It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Happy to have you with us. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Crews from the electric utilities here in Georgia and crews from around the nation are still trying to restore power to homes and get downed trees and power lines out of major intersections. As of a few minutes ago, the utilities were reporting just under 600,000 people in Georgia still in the dark, but that's half the number from this time yesterday. About 200,000 of those were still here in Metro Atlanta. John Kraft is a spokesman for Georgia Power. He joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be on this morning.
One of the questions I think lots of people have, especially as they look at the trees and power lines that are down at major intersections, is, okay, obviously you have to restore power to homes, but the power lines are also causing traffic problems. Where are those big intersections like Claremont at Scott and Riverside Drive and things like that in the Georgia Power scheme of things?
Right. Those intersections and traffic signals are powered off of the general circuits in the area. So when there is an area outage, that will affect those intersections as well. Always encourage people to treat those intersections as four-way stops and be very careful if there's no power. We're certainly working to get as many customers back on as quickly as possible, and that will certainly include those intersections that are affected in the particular areas as well.
But when you're deciding which areas to go to first, does traffic figure into that decision when it comes to making the priority list?
Right. Typically, it's based on vital public services like hospitals and police and fire, water treatment, things like that, and then where we can get the most customers back the quickest. But that is an interesting consideration. I'm sure it may come into play if there are particularly major intersections involved. Well, I'll have to talk to our team and see how that comes into play more specifically, though.
So we're continuing to learn as we go along.
Oh, that's right. I just have not had that particular question phrased that way. So I'd be interested to learn more about that.
It has been said by both Georgia Power and the EMCs that it'll be days before every last customer is back on. Based on the trends this morning, is that still the case?
That is. Unfortunately, we are looking at several more days of restoration. We understand customers are frustrated when they don't have power. Many on our team are still without power at their homes as well. So we continue to work to get customers back. Made great progress yesterday. 500,000 customers restored. Maybe another 100,000 overnight. We're down around 350,000 remaining out as of Wednesday morning.
So as people make their plans, those folks who are without power, they're trying to figure out what to do. Where, as a general rule of thumb, do you think it'll take the longest to restore power?
As I mentioned earlier, our priority focus is on getting those main lines repaired, getting those back up where a single repair may get 1,000, 2,000 customers back at one time. So that's where we focus first, and then we work down into the neighborhoods. We frequently have people say, the truck drove past my street, they didn't stop, they could have stopped here and made this fix and get it back on. Well, that might have only gotten 5 customers back, and really at this stage, we're trying to get 5,000 customers back at a time or several thousand customers.
But how would
we understand the frustration with that, but we do have to follow a systematic process that overall is going to result in a faster restoration.
But as a customer, how would I know whether I'm part of that main grid that might get restored sooner and when I might be one of those folks that's on an isolated line that might take a while to restore?
Yeah, that is a good question, and that's why we are working to, as we've basically finished most of our assessment process, we're working today now to try to nail that down, kind of narrow that down into what does that mean for particular areas, what does it mean for the overall system as far as when we think we'll be, have most everybody back. One thing that people can do in the meantime, as they start to venture out, if it's safe to do so, when they look and they may notice there's damage to the side of their home or where the line connects to their home, maybe a limb's fell right at their service entrance and pulled the equipment down. That's something that they can go ahead and be contacting an electrician, a contractor, a professional person to come make those repairs to their home, so that when we get there, we don't find damage that then delays it several more days.
John Kraft is a spokesman for Georgia Power. Thanks so much for the time, and best of luck to you and the crews, both the ones from Georgia Power and the ones from out of town.
Thank you. It's a team effort across the utility industry to get customers back, and we appreciate those crews coming in from out of state, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much.
You bet.